if you would like to know what this... No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
This...
Judgment. The jar of judgment.
And this...
If I give you my magic wand...
Right.
And you could...
What we're saying here, Dan. If we're all about, then keep on watching. My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Welcome everybody, welcome back to the People Building Podcast, the newly named Not NLP Podcast. There appears to be someone here with me today.
Hi, my name is Daniel, and today I'm going to be with Gemma discussing what we deem to be true and not true, and just share our beliefs on some of the things that we can discuss.
Dan and I have very different opinions, shall we say, at times. I tend to be a little bit more honest. I call it honest, he calls it direct. I also think that over the years, as I mentioned in the previous show, I've kind of defluffed what I use in my therapy, in my coaching, in my training. I still love NLP. This is called the Not NLP Podcast for a reason. It's because I have potentially defluffed it so much it no longer looks like NLP. Whereas Dan is still quite new to the NLP world. Newish?
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Just before we get started, I wanted to make a small teeny-weeny point that the things that I discuss and the thoughts that I have on this show is not necessarily a true reflection of my true business in the therapy room. And these are my thoughts and personal thoughts of what I deem to be true and not true.
Would you like to tell everybody where you come from and what you do for a living?
Of course. So I am from Hemel Hempstead, which is just north of London. Just like Gemma, I am a clinical hypnotherapist and NLP master practitioner. Unlike Gemma, I quite like the airy-fairy and the magical things that come with it. What people will call transformations, what some will call the fluff.
Dan and I have had a couple of long conversations in the pub, it's typically the pub, where he's been, you know, sort of sharing his airy-fairy ideas around things, and I've been saying, okay, let's just cut the crap out of this. This is how it really is. So I thought it would make quite an interesting show for him to come along and see how our ideas about certain things might differ. In terms of what we're actually sharing in our content today, at this exact moment in time, neither of us know what we're doing today.
No, this is completely off the cuff, which makes it more fun for you watching. Because it's so little rehearsed,
yes.
If any.
It's really not rehearsed at all. Not at all. We're going to do some getting to know you questions. I don't know what questions Dan's going to ask me, and he doesn't know what questions I'm going to ask him, but we're just going to do some digging deep to find out who these people are at our core, in our soul, Dan.
Are you ready, Gemma?
Yeah, are you going first?
No, you're going to go first, but I'm saying, okay. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm always ready. Okay, what is something people always assume about you that may or may not be true?
People that meet me think I'm going to be either super shy, super quiet, and I'm quite reserved. Mm-hmm. But actually, when they get to know me, as you get to know, I can talk for England. And I'm always the one who's happy to tell you a joke, albeit it's not very good. But it's definitely going to make you laugh.
Okay. When you say people always think that you're going to be the shy and quiet one, what makes people think that about you?
I think a lot of it is, especially when I'm meeting people, given the day-to-day work and some of the seriousness that comes with the work that I do, a lot of it is being fairly reserved and just being at the most professional that I possibly can be. What runs parallel with that is you actually hide a lot of your sense of humour and you hide a lot of your self-belief in this very professional environment. So when I take that away from my work and I'm out with friends, you're never really not working. So I'm always the one, until you really get to know me, I'm always quite reserved, quite polite. I'll always share an opinion, but it's never like this.
It's interesting that you say you have to hide your sense of humour and your self-belief. I don't think my clients get that from me. I don't know whether they pay the extra for the sense of humour and the ego that comes with working with me. But yeah, I don't feel the same way. I don't feel the need to hold back on that and hide that from my clients. So that's interesting that you do. There we go. All right, you got a question for me?
I have.
Come on then.
Professionally speaking.
Oh dear.
As we do this job every day.
Yeah.
What has been your most embarrassing professional moment that you now look back and laugh on?
I think I may have shared this one on a previous podcast. I've certainly talked about it quite a lot on training. I was doing some coaching with someone at a distance. So these days we would use Skype for doing something like that. Back then Skype didn't exist. So I was using something called MSN Messenger. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So I'm on Messenger with this guy and he was talking in metaphors. So some of you will have come across something called clean language before. And clean, have you heard of clean? Clean language?
No.
No, okay. So clean language is a sort of spin-off model from NLP. It's a series of questions that you can ask someone that helps them to talk about a problem or situation, but keep it completely content-free by encouraging them to talk in metaphors. So it means that you can work with someone, never actually know what the issue is,
okay,
but completely solve the problem because you're asking them what their problem is like rather than what their problem is. So anyway, I already know about clean language, and without sort of prompting the client, this particular client used a metaphor in the description of the problem he was experiencing. So on MSN Messenger, he sent me a message saying something along the lines of, I feel that there are doors of opportunity ahead of me, but I'm just not walking through them. Right? So
yep.
Good metaphor, like doors of opportunity, not walking through them. So I responded with a metaphor to match his metaphor. And I said, what prevents you from walking through the doors of opportunity? Except I was on MSN Messenger and sometimes my brain works quicker than my fingers do. And I didn't type the word walking, I typed the word wanking. So I sent him a message saying, what prevents you from wanking through the doors of opportunity? And you couldn't take it back. It was like the message was gone. And I couldn't edit it. Like it was just done. It was out there already. He did send me back quite a funny response, so that let me off the hook. But you can imagine like the sinking moment of dread that I experienced. So that was, I would say, almost certainly the most embarrassing situation that I've had from a professional perspective.
Which, going back to allowing a sense of humour to come out with your sessions,
I probably didn't have a choice after that one, to be honest. Alright, so what is your worst memory of school?
My worst memory of school? Right. This is something that not many people know.
And wow, this came to mind quick.
Go on. And this is something that I always reflect back to when people talk about embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that I have this anymore. So I used to be really forgetful, and if I didn't write things down, they just never happened. So, as a kid, it must have been about year four, year five.
Okay.
And I was playing for the school football team.
Right.
And I loved it. In my primary school, we had this rule that if you forgot your PE kit more than three times in a row, there would be a sacrifice. And you had to wear lost property or the horrific PE kit that was available. Now, on this particular day, this never really worked out for me. And after months and months of kind of shouting from the rooftops, I'm going to be playing on the school football team. Guess what? This day, I did. I forgot my football kit. And I had to use lost property. And all that they had was a girl's netball kit.
Uh-huh.
So I played a 90-minute game
in
a netball skirt and a netball vest. And when I look back on that day, I'm thinking, swallow me up. So, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
We have, if I give you my magic wand.
Right.
And you could
We're saying here, Dan.
If I gave you my magic wand and you could have any superpower.
Right.
Or any skill.
Okay.
What would you have? And why?
Okay. Maybe something like being able to fast. Like, do stuff fast. Like someone that's really speedy.
Like Flash.
Yeah. Is that what Flash does? I can't remember.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I've seen the adverts where he kind of moves and he just wishes and washes.
Yeah, before you know it, he's done. Yes. Yeah, that's what I want. I just want to be able to get shit done quick. That's the one that would benefit me most first, but I also think there'd be a positive impact for other people because I would get my stuff out of the way and then I'd have more time with others.
Okay, I like that answer.
So what we've got is we have our jar of... What did we call it?
Judgment. The jar of judgment.
And we have both contributed some convenient beliefs, if you like, or things that we believe to be true, or in some cases not true, just to see how that might take our conversation in a variety of different directions. We literally don't know what we're doing today. We've just got... We got some ideas in here.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to see where they take us. Do you want to pick the first thing?
I do, because I'm a big kid.
God, I hope it's a
yours.
Good one.
Please be one of yours.
All right.
It is.
Is it?
It is. So, we have time can heal. Now, specifically, Gemma.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know what I meant by it, to be honest. I just wrote something down. Time can heal. Well, I think this is something that people say a lot. In terms of whether I believe this to be true, I'm going to call it right now. We're going to put an end to the podcast. Not true. That's it. The end.
Okay.
Thanks for watching. Goodbye.
I think it can. Because I think time... Of course. Because I think time is all about... your perception in the moment. And when you're in that moment and someone's saying to you, oh, you're going through a difficult time, time's going to be the best healer, it's because essentially the longer that the time goes on, you're desensitizing from the actual thing.
Yeah, but the thing is that not everyone moves on from an event that's happened. Like, even though the event's not happening anymore, like, whatever that bad thing was, some people, because of their psychology and their mindset... they get stuck there and time does nothing for them. Time doesn't heal them. If anything, there are some people who over time rerun the bad thing that happened previously in their life so many times over that they expand it, explode it, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it kind of takes over. I think for someone like that who doesn't possess the ability to use time in their favour, it's not necessarily going to do anything to heal them.
I think you've touched on a really good point. And I think it all depends on the person in the moment. Mm. Because when someone's in a moment of distress or where they can't see the wood between the trees or they just don't know which direction they're going to be travelling in, it's very easy to get stuck in that moment in time. And whatever you do from then, it's always reflect back to it.
Yeah.
However, if something has...
However is a gentleman's butt...
Correct. But if there was something that's happened that was so traumatic and it was such a struggle for someone to ever get over, and I agree with what you said, no one can always fully heal.
Mm. No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
I did not say that. So, I believe that people can fully and totally and completely heal, but I believe it is down to their mindset and their attitude to make that happen.
Through time.
I think time can help
for
people who are open to recovering and repairing. But then I don't necessarily think that it's going to be time which is the magic ingredient, because people can change how they feel in an instant. I don't think time has to be the secret ingredient to take them to that healing, unless we think about time as in nanoseconds, in which case you know, it's pretty much almost instant. But I don't believe that... you know, it's no one, or I can't remember what you said just now. What did you say just now?
So I was going on to where my belief was that time is a healer.
Yeah.
Only on the basis of that when you're exposed to something that is traumatic, emotional, or very stressful, when you're exposed to that in the future, there is a psychological pattern where you've been in this moment before. So therefore, is it going to be as bad as it was the first time? Possibly not, but it possibly could.
Mm.
So with time comes options. Time itself can help us overcome some issues.
Yeah.
I agree to disagree. But I think my perception is the longer you have had to analyse, to think, to then reflect on what's happened, you actually come up with some great ideas yourself, because when you're in the moment, everything's, the world's going to come to an end. But actually, when you rewind it and go, what is this? The time itself just could have been enough to actually think and have some good self-talk.
Yeah. And I do not believe that that is going to happen for everybody. It's going to come down to what mental resources you've got. If you have the mental resources to be able to look at time as something that works in your favour, is on your side, is going to help you through to a point in the future where you don't have that issue or worry anymore, then that's great. But some people are going to look at time as if that's, you know, for the rest of my life, I am doomed with this memory, I'm doomed with that experience. When I'm watching the news and there's been some kind of like real tragedy, like a horrible situation, and then you get either a reporter or maybe their solicitors being interviewed or something like that, and they say this family is damaged forever, and they use time in a way to evoke more sadness. And it may well be a desperately sad, terrible situation. Sometimes we have a tendency to prescribe ourselves with more doom for more time than we need to have. In those sorts of scenarios, time isn't healing anyone. They're using time as a way to cast a shadow on how bad things really are for them.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we use time in our favour. But it depends on the self-talk that you have with yourself and how you're feeling emotionally in that moment. Because there's a saying that someone says to me a lot, and I hear it in everyday life. My social media is full of really inspirational people that seem to love posting quotes. I'm guilty one of those people. But they always say, and I hear it, where people will quote, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. So therefore, in that scenario, where you're not open to change, and you're set in such a program that you do the exact thing every day, week in, month out, is time going to change anything? I would say no.
Yeah. Okay, so have we just agreed or disagreed?
We've agreed to disagree, because Gemma won. Ah!
It's not a competition, Dan.
I'm not at all competitive, Gemma. No. And you'll learn this about me.
All right, so can time heal? If you could summarise it.
No. Not time itself. But with some resources that we have to contribute to time. And if someone's open and willing, I think yes.
Okay. I would say, can time heal? It can be part of the healing process. Time can give us distance on things, and having distance in itself can help us to become more creative, more resourceful, just redirect our attention, distract us, take us off in a different direction, which is more useful and meaningful to us. So time does have things of benefit to offer to us. And we have to, like any other resource that's available to us, use it in the right way. We can use time in a way that gives us a life sentence towards misery, but that is a choice. It all comes down to the choices that you make with the resources that you have.
I agree with you on that one. So that kind of brings us to the end. And I'd like to thank you all for listening and for watching, depending where you are and in the moment here. So if you'd like to reach out and connect, I am big on social media, preferably Instagram. You can find me at London_celebrity_therapy, or find me on Facebook at Daniel Hurley. And one thing that we've got coming up soon is on Saturday, November the 11th, we've got Transform London, which if you like the magic and you want to transform into the huge robot that you can be, then this is something that you need to find some more information about, because it's going to go crazy.
Wow. Transform into a robot. I'm not too sure I like that part of the idea.
Just imagine yourself going 10 times more clearer with your thoughts and being indestructible.
Oh, wow.
Having such resilience, some self-belief and some ego that's going to go, do you know what? I'm going to get this done.
So a robot, but with emotion and personality.
Exactly that.
Okay. All right. So where can people find out about this event?
They can find it on my Instagram, or they can drop me an email to daniel@smartlyinspired.com. We have lots of material available, and we do have some sort of short snap quizzes that make sure that you are right for the event and that we can manage your expectations.
Ooh. Alrighty. So thank you very much for listening, guys. I, as always, am available on the Instagram, the Snapchat, the Facebook, the Twitter, etc., etc. I will post all the links below that you might need. I will speak to you all again. Thank you so much for either watching or listening, depending on how you have been tuning in today. In terms of other things for you to know about in the people building world, we have got NLP practitioner training starting on the 30th of September. It's too late, you can't come. But we will be running it again from the 10th of February. So if you are interested in attending, please hop on over to the People Building website, which is peoplebuilding.co.uk. Thank you, everybody.
So just wanted to make aware... Oh, that's horrendous.
This happens where your mouth and your brain suddenly stop working in conjunction with each other. What I share in this podcast is not necessarily a That's so wordy.
I know. Generally thinking over and over again, have I said it? Have I not said it?
We're going to refine that. That's fine.